With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Ladies and gentlemen,
you want experience during your football season? Well, buckle up, sweet cheeks.
That's all we need.
We've got all the experience in the world. This is I Want Your Flex with Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon. Mike and Dan break down everything you need to set your lineups. From position rankings to starts and sits, the guys help you make those hard decisions. And now, let's get your flex on. Here's Dan Beyer and Mike Harmon.
Week 16 of the National Football League season is here. One game in the books. We got a whole schedule, Mike, spread out over the next 3 days or so. Saturday, Sunday, and then Christmas Day, the triple header. The stretch run is here. And before we get to your rankings, what slate do you like best? The appetizer, the meal that is Sunday, or the dessert that we've got with the triple header on Monday?
Well, dessert, because, you know, I'm a guy who likes a nice port when I go to rich food, and then a nice port to finish off my meal. And I mean, that's Baltimore, San Francisco. That's a $222 get-in ticket.
Yeah. That's nice.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right. And the Giants and little Tommy DeVito. So, you know, Fox will have a bunch of vignettes of him against Philadelphia and Kansas City. Las Vegas should still have some fireworks to it. Doesn't take away from, you know, some of the other matchups we got. I mean, your Seahawks and the Tennessee game with potentially Ryan Tannehill playing gets kind of interesting. And then, you know, unfortunately, Saturday, you know, we now find out not only do you already have the East, no disrespect to Easton Stick, but, you know, when this was on the calendar as Herbert and Allen at SoFi, I was like, yeah, let's go. And now you don't have Keenan Allen. It's just a mess. So
the commercial-free. And I just found this out today that the fourth quarter will be commercial free on Peacock, and that's my version of running clock.
That like, sounds about right.
Get us out of Bills Chargers as fast as you can. We're not going to have any commercials, so Yeah, no Keenan Allen in that game, and maybe no reason to watch in the fourth quarter.
What do you think the lower third's going to look like, though? You know, stream this now on Peacock. Sure. Stream this coming, you know, this one premieres next week. Hey, if you miss this movie in the theaters, it's available now, because that's one of the things Peacock does pretty well, is the, all right, we're not quite done with the theatrical run, but we're down to like one or two showings a day, so now it's up on Peacock. So you can stream it now, right? So you have those. I have way too many streaming services, as you can tell, Dan, and I'm slowly but surely figuring out the nuances of them, and eventually have to start charging my children to watch them.
Well, Ryan Bershinger will be giving us his streaming defenses at the end of this podcast, but now it's time for Mike Harmon to shine. Mike Harmon's top five quarterbacks of Week 16.
You know, I hate the matchups for quarterback. Like, I love the matchups as a fan, as a fantasy player slash whatever you call this, analyst. We'll do that because it's less offensive a term to me than that whole expert thing that people put out. The quarterback position stinks for all your normal stars, but it's the, you have to play them. So how do we sort them out? Justin Fields up against Arizona, 26 passing touchdowns allowed, 8th most fantasy points allowed per game, everything rolling with DJ Moore. Expect the run game to get going. Yeah, this was once upon a time slated as the battle for the number one pick. Well, it's not that anymore. Josh Allen going up against those Chargers, 6th most touchdowns allowed over the course of the year, 23, just 7 picks. And look, that's a team that's finishing. My only fear is that he doesn't have to throw the ball a bunch because they run the hell out of it because the Chargers were bad even when they were trying. Patrick Mahomes going up against Las Vegas. This one is one of those counterintuitive moments because, look, the Raiders have been pretty good, giving up just 15 fantasy points per game. But this is one, and we'll get into the hot plays and somebody who's returning that should help get that offense flowing as the Chiefs try to get right for the playoffs. Number four, we'll go with him. Yeah, we'll slide Jalen Hurts in against the Giants. You look at their passing numbers. They've allowed 18 touchdowns, but they do have 13 takeaways. This is where the, you know, go and vulture the touchdown from DeAndre Swift saves you in the fantasy realm. And then for number five, I'm going to go with a little bit of a price shot and look at Jared Goff against Minnesota. What could be the first of three matchups between these squads in the next 3 weeks? But looking at an opportunity here for Goff and company to keep things going, particularly the backfield getting involved in the passing game. Notice that I leave Dak out just one shy because I wonder if Dallas you know, struggles a little bit, or maybe Tony Pollard actually comes to play. I'm not sure. You know, this is one of those curiosities. The Dolphins just giving up 16 fantasy points per game. Normally, Dak's been the set it and forget it. Until last week, he was a guy everybody was championing for MVP. Now he can't even crack my top five, Dan.
I do like Jalen Hurts at number four. I think that the Eagles will try to take this opportunity to get right, especially with the passing game, and I think you'll see that against the Giants. But that Cowboys-Dolphins game reminds me of a year or two ago when we thought that the Cowboys and Chiefs were going to have this track meet up and down the field, and then it ends up like 13-9 or whatever it was. It was quite the stinker.
Well, that's the
Kansas City.
No, that's it, Dan. It's the tough one, trying to read the tea leaves. And you look at the over-under on that one, and it is salty at 49.5. But I'm like, did the Dolphins just get to work like the Bills did a week ago and just bludgeon them?
Yeah, I don't think it's in the Dolphins' nature, but, you know, and I think Tyreek Hill will play.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't think we're going to see 38-35. I think fantasy, I've got a lot of shares and a lot of guys in that game, so I wouldn't mind seeing it. But
sure.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. But, yeah, I don't think we're gonna see that.
Moderately concerned there myself. Although I did like all the footage of McDaniel that got out. I couldn't bleep it enough to make it usable for air, but it was good.
Yeah, and it's good that the Dolphins will be wearing their throwbacks. So
there you go.
Yeah, get a look at the old sharp unis. All right, let's get to the running backs. We'll see if there's any Mostert or Pollard or Achan in these rankings. Mike Harmon's top five running backs for Week 16.
Well, let's dance with who brung us. Over the last 4 weeks, James Cook has been a wizard for fantasy owners and picking up a lot of efforts, not only as a runner, but also as a receiver. Chargers tied for 6th most allowed fantasy points per game to running backs at almost 22 per. And you look at the way Cook has gone the last 4 weeks, he's just been incredible. And that offense has taken off with him. And again, Josh Allen fans and fantasy owners can be a bit salty about it. Take your 5 catches for 83 yards and the touchdown that he sends to Cook and look to build off of that. Rashad White, one of the great stories of the year. He's been fantastic. A matchup against Jacksonville where maybe some of it doesn't quite work when you look at the fantasy points allowed per game, but where you're going to find some love here is he's been active in the passing game the last couple of weeks as well. Jacksonville allowing 94 receptions to opposing running backs. How about Mostert going up against Dallas? Yep, let's dance with who brung us in terms of touchdowns and piling it up. Christian McCaffrey at the 4 spot. That matchup, I have no idea what. It's one that I want to sit back and sip my hot drink. Maybe a little bit of liquor finds the way to the bottom of the glass. I don't know, Dan. But for fantasy purposes, really nervous to see how that one unfolds. Baltimore, 5th best against running backs. But it's McCaffrey. And then number 5, Chuba Hubbard going up against Green Bay, the 9th most fantasy points per game. Yeah, maybe getting a little bit cheeky, maybe getting a little bit bold, but you know what? Wasn't that Matt Damon's commercial, Fortune Favors the Bold? Didn't they steal that from somewhere? Oh, wait, that was a crypto ad. Oh, no!
maybe the same. The same could be going for Jill Barry, because that could be falling flat on its face.
100%.
Packer fans not happy, and who would have thought that a Panthers running back is a top play this late in the season? But that's what we've got. And, yeah, the Niners-Ravens game, I do think you have to play McCaffrey for sure, and he should be a top 5. I think the Niners are going to win this game, and they're going to do it either – in a way, Mike, where I think it's either through the air or on the ground. And I know that sounds really generic. The point is, I think one of them gets shut down. So I don't know if it's the running game in Ayuk and Debo, or if it's just McCaffrey and then Purdy's the one kept in check. I think the Niners win, but I don't think that they do it both ways against Baltimore.
Yeah, it is one of the more curious games. I did a spot that I've been doing forever in Baltimore early on Thursday, and they're asking me about the game. I'm like, I'm excited to just sit and watch it, right? All the debates about the different players, MVPs and whatever else, but it's a chess match that I think will be a lot of fun. To punctuate your Joe Barry comments. It's the latest in a long list of 2023 being the year that we're unfiltered at the microphone when Matt LaFleur starts calling out the defense. Like, everybody's just doing it this
year.
Like, it used to be that, you know, we need to clean some stuff up. You know, we're struggling, you know, in this capacity. Now it's just, that guy stinks. That's where we're at.
Players
this year.
Griping as well. Yeah, kind of it is a mess on that side of the ball for Green Bay. All right, let's get to the top 5 wide receivers for Week 16.
All right, let's go. A.J. Brown going up against the Giants, as you said, a potential for a big outing here in the pass game. Fifth most fantasy points allowed to wide receivers. Maybe they'll actually get the catch instead of trying for pass interference. Sorry, too soon. I had to do it. Tyreek Hill back at practice against Dallas. They are one of the best against wide receivers for fantasy purposes, but as we know, scheme them up, and yak is always your friend. Stephon Diggs going up against the Chargers. I'm just picking on the Chargers. Yeah, that's okay. They're the 3rd worst against opposing wide receivers. Mike Evans going up against Jacksonville, 9th most fantasy points to wide receivers, and a nice spot for Baker Mayfield. We'll get to him in a minute. And then 5th, DJ Moore going up against the Arizona Cardinals secondary. Wide receiver, running back, I feel a little stronger about than where we're at with the quarterbacks this week, Dan. It's just great matchups for our eyes, but maybe not for our point totals.
And those quarterbacks have kind of taken a hit with some of the injuries that we've seen and whatnot. But familiar names definitely in the top 5. There are some familiar names that Mike didn't mention, but you're likely to hear them next in his Hot Plays, Cold Sores, and Ninjas. Hit him up at Swollen Dome. You can find me at Dan Byer on Fox, and our executive producer is Ryan Bershinger. You can find him at Ryan Bershinger. The Hot Plays, Cold Sores, and Ninjas next here on I Want Your Flex.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, welcome back. I Want Your Flex, Week 16 Fantasy Playoffs Edition. We already have our top fives loaded up. Ryan Bershinger with me here, our guy Dan Beyer. He'll be back a little later with his Give Me One Reason and some thoughts on the rambling that I'm doing here. He's a little under the weather, battling through. It is that time of year, so everybody, get that extra vitamin C, maybe steal a nap as you can, and we roll it through. Ready, Bersh? Let's have some fun.
Beautiful.
Because we got some great names that find their way. All right, hot plays. Let's start here. Baker Mayfield. Teased it a little bit earlier with Mike Evans in the wide receiver rankings, but opportunity here against Jacksonville, third most fantasy points allowed. As we record this podcast, you still have Trevor Lawrence in concussion protocol. Chaos potentially is ensuing on the other side, and Tampa still with an opportunity to go and claim their division. This one of the matchups of the week for me. Joe Flacco going against the planet Houston. He was on the injury report, but he shaved his beard, and he looks resplendent and ready to go. At Houston, 10th most fantasy points allowed for them. Look, he's going to give the ball away. We've seen that multiple times these last couple of weeks, but especially against that game against the Bears. Can I go on a nine-minute rant about the Bears giving up another fourth-quarter lead? Oh, no, that's for another podcast. We'll stick to the fantasy here. Amari Cooper being involved is very good for business. How about Breece Hall? You want to go see this guy carry to a fantasy playoff victory? Tickets as low as $11, Bersh, at MetLife Stadium as the Commanders come to town. Six most fantasy points per game allowed. It also looks like it's going to be a Trevor Siemian. So if I could have gotten out to the East Coast, well, I will. I'll be down in Florida. But, you know, if I could have gone up to New York to see my beloved Northwestern alum getting after it, I would have. All right, two guys from Kansas City make the list. Pacheco coming back against Las Vegas. We saw his work share before the injury. He'll come right back into it. And then obviously Rashee Rice. We've talked about him a lot over the course of the year. Three top 12 fantasy performances, including two top seven efforts in his last four games. DK Metcalf going up against Tennessee, seventh most generous to opposing wide receivers, and let's face it, at this point, I'll trust either guy throwing the ball, whether it's Geno or more of the Drew Lock experience. And then finally, we got Isaiah Likely. That's right, we throw a tight end here. Opportunity here as we have the big matchup going up against San Francisco, and I'm trying to find, you know, we're trying to find the diamonds in the rough, guys that are emerging. And when we look at Lamar Jackson, we do all the arguments over MVPs, etc., keep trying to find that guy. And Zay Flowers at times has been. Isaiah Likely is going to be a very key cog in that big Week 16 finale.
Yeah, I do think Likely's a great play, especially we've seen him be featured in that offense, and Lamar's looking for him. Every game since he stepped in for Mark Andrews, Likely has been a startable tight end in fantasy, and I would expect that to continue. And it's just so wild. You know, Dan brought up Joe Flacco in the last episode, and it is just amazing to look at. You're in the fantasy postseason, and you're like, well, Joe Flacco is a pretty good play. Like
that's where we're at in 2023.
It's incredible. It's incredible. In my dynasty super flex, I have Tua, I have Joe Flacco, and Jake Browning. This is a team that's 11-3, by the way. I'm in the semifinals in the playoffs, and I'm sitting here going, well, I'm gonna start Joe Flacco. Do I start Jake Browning over Tua because of the fact that I don't love Tua's matchup? And it's no. Like, wow, this is the sort of decision I'm mulling over, where Joe Flacco is the one that I've locked into the roster. Yeah, that's it's amazing. And it's good on Joe Flacco and good on members of the Cleveland Browns, where you've actually seen you're able to upgrade parts of that Cleveland Browns offense because of the way that they're utilizing Joe Flacco. It's pretty impressive.
Elijah Moore and some of these other guys making a bit of an impact here. Yeah, it's really in strange. We talk about strange bedfellows. That's the term I use, right? As you know, that, or you know, when we talk about, you know, there's no atheists in a foxhole or whatever term, you know, whatever you're going into a situation where it's like, all right, you're looking around, it's like, all right, normally we would not be in here together, but here we are. And Joe Flacco is one of those guys here that we look at, and obviously Njoku has been fantastic with him as well, so you put him on the radar. Tight end position being the mess that it has been over the course of the year, Bursch. So certainly looking for opportunities. But yeah, Joe Flacco and the Tua thing, I just don't know.
Yeah,
as we talked about in the first segment with Dan, it's the question of, all right, is that in their nature to go and just say, hey, we're going to run the ball 40 times?
Right, right.
And maybe it is, or maybe Dallas actually went to the Wizard and found a heart after getting run over by Buffalo. We shall see. All right, coming up, also the cold sores, Dan. Let's shift there. Jordan Love going up against Carolina. He's a guy that has found his way in the back end of some rosters. Again, the number of injuries and certainly had that little bit of a surge. But Carolina, it's weird. Talking about the Panthers a bunch, they're actually best against quarterbacks for fantasy purposes, which is funny. Lamar and Purdy, look, you're going to play them. But obviously, this is a week where you're just going, I don't know what to expect. And so that's where we go to. Russell Wilson against New England. For all the jokes about the Patriots, they're sixth best against opposing quarterbacks. That defense is still for real. The over-under on that one's sitting at 34. Saquon Barkley against Philly. Maybe he's targeted in the pass game from Tommy DeVito. Otherwise, you know Philly's aptitude against the run. Travis Etienne, as much as I like that game, Tampa, eighth best to running backs. This is, again, where it's got to be a little bit of the safety valve where maybe you pile up a couple of receptions for him. Kyler Murray against Chicago, they've been piling up sacks and turnovers here of late. Austin Eckler against Buffalo. Did I need to tell you not to start him? I guess he would be 18 through 24 just based out of touch count. But do I have any expectations at this point? Zero. We got Brandon Cooks, who disappears on the road. Home road splits are absolutely amazing and incredible. Maybe a study to be formed there. And then Terry McLaurin, you know, I benched him last week, and it could have cost me a game. Fortunately, the combination of my bad roster decisions, even if I'd started all the proper plays, I still would have lost. So good. But here's a matchup against the Jets where you're looking, even with the Jacoby Brissett that magic that they found a little bit late, you know, kind of like the Frosty the Snowman with the hat, is the idea that, you know, he's going up and maybe he gets a little bit more Sauce Gardner. Maybe you look at Curtis Samuel a little bit more, but I just can't back it, right? He becomes a back end two, but depending on my roster decisions, he easily could find his way back to the bench.
It is, and I think we had mentioned this last week, the fact that Austin Eckler is just so unstartable. It hurts.
It's awful.
It's really bad.
I mean, we sent up the warning flares before the season, so I don't feel bad. You know, if people listened to what you and Dan and I had been talking about, I don't think people pushed in for the shares. But man, this has been absurd.
I know. And I was thinking about it today too, with the Keenan Allen news that he's going to be out again. Just like. Because I have Keenan Allen, but in guillotine, where, you know, being that we're still alive at this point, I can rotate out.
Yeah,
I got a lot of other receivers I can go to. But in standard, like, 10, 12 team leagues, Keenan Allen, like, carried your team this year.
Oh, yeah.
And you probably got to the playoffs and have done pretty well. And if you got through the first week of the playoffs without Keenan Allen, you now have to try to do it again. It's the most painful season a fantasy player could have, right? Where you're like, you struck gold with Keenan Allen and he carried you. There were multiple weeks this season that he single-handedly won it for you. And now you get to the playoffs. And even if he was healthy, you've got Easton Stick throwing him the ball. So, like, it's just so painful for people who have Chargers right now.
Yeah, Keenan Allen, number 3 in PPR leagues, even after missing last week. He had 6 games of at least 20 points. Conversely, Austin Eckler is RB25. Finally, we get to our ninjas for the week. Yeah, we're going a little deeper on the playlist. Maybe some daily fantasy nuggets to be had. But you know, we've got Nick Mullins going up against Detroit, tied for the 5th most fantasy points allowed to quarterbacks. Justin Jefferson's back. Jordan Addison, a guy that's on our list. Yeah, that's right. We've had him. He's given us some highs and lows from our crew and for our extended family here in the fantasy realm burst throughout the year. How about Gardner Minshew going up against Tampa Bay? He gets Michael Pittman and Jonathan Taylor back. Well, let's go. Let's finish it. All right. So he can't do the same thing he did the other day to Pittman, but good news that he's trending to play. Derrick Henry, I really had a lot of issues of whether to put him on this list or not, because obviously the Seahawks bottom, 7 in terms of fantasy points allowed per game to running backs, right? They've been terrible against teams that commit to the run. Is it Spears time? That's the only thing that leaves me reticent. But for ninja purposes, Derrick Henry, a guy, maybe one last run. Bijan Robinson, it's as much as it pains me, I've got to put him on the list. 4th most fantasy points allowed per game to running backs. If there was ever a, hey, we've saved him for good time, the joke I've made with the way my mom used to take gifts from us at the holiday season and put them in the back of a closet, it is now. We look at one of the Saturday matchups, Cincinnati and Pittsburgh. It's a Chase. No Jamar Chase available, but Chase Brown is a guy they've been using about 10 touches per game over the last 3 weeks. Joe Mixon back involved, and obviously everybody's excited about T. Higgins, Jake Browning. We can get all excited there, but you know, for rosters that have been depleted by injury, or maybe you just don't trust your backup running backs, right, your number 2, number 3, here's a guy with the touch count and production has been there. I mentioned Addison a little bit before, so you know, we've got some again, strange bedfellows here, Bursch, as we dig a little bit deeper trying to find the diamonds in the rough for the fantasy purposes, and normally we love to do that in week 8. Not so much when it's the fantasy playoffs on the line, right? Dontavian Wicks, a guy that maybe you rise up. I know I had Love on the cold sores, but still going to put up 200 yards, right? Someone's got to catch it.
Right, exactly. They because it looks like Christian Watson hasn't been practicing.
Right.
But
they're all banged up, yeah, right? Everyone. I mean, their entire receiving core has at least missed part of a practice every day this week. So opportunity knocks, yeah. And maybe someone can kick in the door. I guess last wide receiver to throw out there, and as much as we crush the rest of the squad, again, somebody's going to catch a pass from Easton Stick. So you can go the Quentin Johnston route, or we look over at Joshua Palmer. I would probably side with Johnston. You know, as you said, seemed to gain some confidence, and Palmer's, we hung the star on broken coverage accounting for most of his production. Can't, you know, might get to see that again, but I'll lean Johnston if we're desperate to get somebody into that Saturday night matchup.
Yeah, you kind of wonder that, you know, with no more Brandon Staley, Tom Telesco out, you wonder if like maybe the people running the Chargers offense right now is like, all right, let's just make sure that maybe we have something with Quentin Johnston.
Like, the audition, right? Throw it up, let him go make plays in different opportunities.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, because he got that touchdown, I believe that was last week, right, where he got into the end zone. So I do like that as a dart throw there, because they've got to be trying to give him the ball. I mean, you mentioned like Michael Pittman. I love Michael Pittman, and it's great to see that he should be all good to go. And yeah, looking at like Dontavian Wicks, because as you mentioned, no Christian Watson. Jaden Reed's got a toe injury. They've got to move the ball somewhere. I mentioned him on the last episode. I do really like Ty Chandler, despite the fact that yes, the Lions can defend the run. It looks like Kevin O'Connell was talking about him this week and is acknowledging that they're probably going to be giving Chandler the bulk of the workload, even with a healthy Alexander Mattison, because he's looked that good. I think that if the Vikings offense is going to put up points, which they were able to do fine with Nick Mullins last week, this game with the Lions could easily very well be a shootout, and you may want to get pieces of that Vikings offense in there.
We have been banging the drum for Ty Chandler all season long. Finally, that time is here. And you know what? Couldn't arrive too soon with winning time here in a big matchup. Over-under in that one is 47 for those unawares. And also, you're looking at Detroit and Minnesota this week, then the week between, then they'll play again. And right now, they could play each other in the playoffs as well. So lots of this matchup, lots of Nick Mullins notes being scrawled out for future iterations of this matchup by production crews nationwide. He's Ryan Bershinger. I'm Mike Harmon. I Want Your Flex continues next. Dan Beyer rejoins, talking all about the Give Me One Reason, the start and sit of the week. Bersh with his streaming defense, and of course, a couple of survivor picks for those of you still alive. Stay tuned. That's coming up next on I Want Your Flex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
NFL Total Access, the podcast, is getting you ready for the 2024 NFL Draft. I'm your host, Andrew Levy, and I'll be delivering two shows a week to make sure you're caught up on the very latest NFL news, including every free agency move and how it changes the draft needs of your favorite team. Draft experts and talent scouts, mock drafts, and a few shock drafts, too. NFL Total Access, the podcast, is already on the clock on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, now Harmon can rest. Ryan Bershinger and I will handle the final segment. At least Mike can sit back and listen to us and poke fun at our picks here. Bersh is going to give you a couple of streaming defenses. I don't know how many he has. I was going to say three, so maybe you're obligated to it, Ryan Bershinger. Then I'm going to give you a guy to start and a guy to bench and give you one reason why those are happening. And then we're going to dive into the Survivor. And again, if you're still alive in a Survivor pool, you owe us about $500,000 of that share. Because, yeah, this is like you're deep into it. But we'll keep on with all this. And, Mike, you can sit there in the armchair quarterback and analyze our analyzing. Do you want me to go first with my give you one reasons first?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. I'm going to give you one reason to start a guy, but it's only, are you ready for this? In daily fantasy purposes. And it dawned on me on Monday night that Julio Jones was still a member of an NFL football team. Let's go with Mike having Jalen Hurts in his top five of quarterbacks. Daily fantasy only. Play Julio Jones, because again, I just think that they try to get the passing game going, something that's been off track. So Julio Jones, off of his one catch for 6 yards on one target, yes, gets going against the New York Giants on Christmas Day.
It's got to happen at some point, right? The Lightning's got to strike
daily
somewhere.
Fantasy only. Don't be like, you know what? I was able to bench Stephon Diggs because the guy told me to play Julio Jones. No, don't do that. So I'm going to go, and I'm going to give you another name to bench, and that's Noah Brown of the Texans. It's a popular name because of how depleted the Texans have been. Even with Case Keenum there, Noah Brown shines when Nico Collins isn't there. Nico Collins is expected to go for Houston. At least he's trending that way. So that does put a damper on what Noah Brown does for the Texans. Plus, they've got the Browns in what should be a tight matchup. So I'm benching Noah Brown of the Texans this week.
Yeah, that's I think that's a good call. It's very hard to play the Texans receivers without C.J. Stroud, even though they've had a couple that have worked. I wouldn't want to touch it.
Yeah, Stroud, likely a no-go. Case Keenum likely to go again. That is fresh off of that 229-yard performance against Tennessee that he had last week. You got your streaming defenses?
I do. So as I mentioned in the waivers episode, the Broncos defense is a great play against the Patriots this week. They are still owned, or they're owned in less than 30% of leagues right now. So you can still jump on the Broncos defense against the Patriots. I think that's a great play. I am playing the Bengals, who are available in nearly 85% of leagues right now. The Bengals against the Steelers. Because what Mason Rudolph, I believe, is what's going on there.
I think Barstool used the picture when he didn't have his face mask on. Like they were like, Mason, like how dirty can you be? That's cold.
I'm very comfortable with playing the Bengals defense as a play there. And if we're going three, well, I can't say that the Bills are a stream. I was able to pick up the Bills defense on waivers this week. And they're rostered in 87.5% of leagues against the Chargers, against Easton Stick, no Keenan Allen. I love that play. But yeah, if you're still looking at streaming, we have the beautiful unstoppable force meets a immovable object once again in the Commanders playing the Jets. I have previously vouched for streaming the Commanders when they were playing a bad offense. And I mean, it works against the Giants. I think that was the team that I had vouched to play them against. They got 11 points there, and then they proceeded to get -6 in back-to-back weeks after that. So of course, you don't like the Commanders defense, but they are playing the New York Jets. And if you're still looking, if none of those appeal to you, I see the Eagles are still available in nearly half of leagues. They're rostered in roughly 60% of leagues. At home against the Giants, I know that the DeVito mania is taking off, but
I think it's taken off. I think it's ready for landing.
I think so.
Yeah,
too.
I think that's where we are.
it's time for Tommy to come back to Earth. So I would play the Eagles defense.
All right, and here's my survivor picks. Harmon, I got your Bears. I think that the Bears as a squad against the Cardinals, I think would be a good pick. You probably only pick Chicago maybe in a couple of opportunities this season. So I like the Bears. And then you mentioned the Broncos, obviously at home against New England on Christmas Eve night. I don't love that one. I like that one. I really love the Bears as a survivor play. I think they're significantly better than the Cardinals.
Bears.
Not Bears. All right, there it is. Give you one reason, streaming defenses and survivor. And that's it for week 16. So we'll be back. Harmon, you're going to be in Florida next week.
Yeah, I'll be dialing up from parts unknown. We'll see how well the cell phone reception works.
Live from the Everglades.
That's right. maybe on one of those fan boats chasing gators. I don't know. Yeah. You never can tell.
We'll be back. We'll have episodes for you during the holiday week because we know how important week 17 is. Plus, we'll take a look back at week 16. Hopefully, week 16 goes well for you and you advance in your playoffs or strike it rich in the daily fantasy leagues. And yeah, Merry Christmas to you guys. So hope the Christmas is good and we will reconvene afterwards.
Let's get it on.
So for Mike Harmon and Ryan Bershinger, I'm Dan Beyer. Merry Christmas. This is Ben. I Want Your Flex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.